Plan to fail so you won't. Production will solve all your problems. Some will, some won't. Stop whining, so what? Just hit your weekly production goal. The weekend starts now.
Why do we say what we say? When should we say it? How do you succeed in this crazy business? I've recorded about 20 of my live, in the home, selling presentations. I've done this to help you understand our system of selling and help you move forward in your selling career. Listen to these over and over until you can quote me in your sleep. Many of my most successful agents have listened to over 200 hours of my live presentations. Listen and learn. Good luck and great selling.
I have, but not anymore.
Huh. Of course, that happens. I live north of Hayes, and there's times where we'll get nothing, and I'll call my mom. She says, when are you coming to clear my drive off? And I said, from what? She goes, I must have 6 inches of snow. I went, from what? I said, we didn't have anything out here. But
yeah.
Well, anyway, let me read this card back to kind of refresh your memory. It says, we're pleased to announce our senior final expense program to help pay what your government Social Security death benefit does not pay for your final expense. At present, that benefit is limited to $255. Our senior plan will pay 100% of all funeral and final expenses not paid by your government death benefits, up to $15,000 for each person covered. To see if you qualify, mail this postage paid card today, and you mark the $10,000 benefit. Now, do you folks have any type of funeral or final expense benefits at this time?
Well, we do right now because she's working, but, and you know, she's got insurance, but if she, when she retires, why, then we're going to be without.
Okay, and where do you work at?
Dillon's.
At Dillon's, okay. And you lose those benefits completely when you retire?
Well, unless I want to pay for them.
Well, I mean, yeah, I understand that, but I mean, there's no carryover or,
no.
You know, nothing.
No.
Okay. Have you, when are you planning on retiring?
Yesterday? Well, yeah. Whenever I can get somebody hired and trained. And
so it is in the near future anyway.
Oh, I figure it'll probably be April or so before I ever get around to it. I mean, before they ever get everything.
Okay.
Could be longer than that. I don't know.
Okay.
So.
But it is something where, I mean, it's,
I'm thinking about, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, sometimes people say, when are you going to retire? Oh, 7 to 10 years. I mean, there's like,
not
the,
me.
Yeah. Yesterday, right?
I would like to.
Okay.
You bet.
Okay. Any life insurance benefits that you own personally other than what Dillon's provides? Or?
No. I've got a little policy, but
no. Okay. Who do you have that with?
Ohio National.
And how long have you
had? Yeah, Ohio National.
How long have you had that?
Hundred years.
Okay. Well, and the reason I'm asking these questions is to help you understand, our program will not jeopardize any of that. Okay. Even, let's say we set our benefits up for you tonight, you still have your benefits with Dillon's. Now, do you have Dillon's benefits as a spouse?
Yes.
Okay. And those are also dropped at the, mm-hmm, when you retire, if you decide not to. Have you looked at the COBRA, what they charge for a COBRA?
Yeah.
It's kind of scary, isn't it?
Pretty much.
I've been in this business 19 years, but I was in a lumber. I was an administrative assistant of 3 lumber companies in Hayes, and when I left, same thing. And I said, well, you know, what would it cost me? I just went, oh, my, I can buy it. Now I can buy my own, you know, a whole lot cheaper, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
What they charge. But they have to. It's a law that was passed that they have to do that in case you do, if your health puts you in a position where you can't buy, you know, just regular insurance or whatever, then they have to provide it for you. But they can do it at whatever cost they want.
Yeah.
So they give it to you, and you say, well, We have to. But anyway, the point I want to make here is this program will not jeopardize anything you do have. It won't jeopardize your Ohio National. No matter how large or small it is, they pay 100%, we pay 100%. You buy my program, you're still insured at Dillon's. If you were to pass away, they pay 100%, we pay 100%. The biggest concern is, like you're looking at, is what happens after we retire? What happens when we lose those benefits? Yeah. Because we still have the expenses to pay. I mean, one thing about it, we're going to die someday.
Yep.
Not much option available there.
No.
Have you taken care of any aspect of your funeral or final expense? Have you purchased lots or vaults or markers or?
Nodding.
Are you planning on being buried or cremated or? Mm-hmm. Have you thought about it, talked about it? Do you care about it?
I haven't done very much talking about it. I've talked a little about that, and I've not looked into it. I'm sure if I'm going to, donating to the university.
Okay. Okay. I've looked into it for you. That's part of my job. And, of course, I was raised in the funeral business. I'm from Hayes. I grew up in a funeral home. Had my parents not divorced and sold it, I'd be a funeral director today. But these are the things that we try to keep current on. In fact, I just had talked with a friend of mine that's a funeral director there in Hayes about 2 months ago, and that was one of the questions I asked him, because that's changed. Years ago, all you said was, I'm going to donate my body to science, and it was a done deal. KU Med Center would either send someone out to pick you up, or the local funeral would take you there, didn't charge the family anything. It was just...
Oh, yeah. It's not like that anymore.
No. In fact, I had a client, Hutchinson, who contacted me. She says, well, I don't need to worry about this. I've donated my body to science. And she had the piece of paper from KU Med Center accepting her body as a donation. Well, why'd you mail me the card? And, well, I want to, you know, get like $5,000 for my kids just to take care of any expenses I leave behind, you know, any bills I leave behind, whatever, just something general. I said, fine, we can do that. Well, here about, oh, this is back in the early 90s. She calls me back. She says, when are you going to be in Hutchinson again? I said, well, probably in a week or two. Why? What do you need? She goes, well, I've got to talk to you. I said, I'm going to have to get some more benefits. Let me show you something. I come by. She's got a letter from KU Med Center. It's no longer free. You have to get there. And she contacted the funeral director, the local funeral director, and said, well, I'm going to charge you $1,500. He said, I got to clean you up. I got to prepare the body. It's going to be $1,500 to get to the KU Med Center. So she wanted some additional benefits to cover that. I said, we can take care of that. Well, I talked with the funeral director and I asked him. He says, yeah, that's true. We charge about $250 to prepare the body, clean it up, and prepare. And then we charge usually a dollar per mile both ways, out and back, or we can take $2 a loaded mile, either way. Well, Hayes to Kansas City is, what, 250 miles, whatever, so it's, you know, $500 for, you know, transportation, 250. So you got $750. Now, here's the kicker, though. If you die of a disease, they won't take you. Cancer is a disease. Hepatitis is a disease. AIDS is a disease. They don't want you. So that's the first thing, is there's no guarantee that you can even get in. The other thing is, if they're full, they don't take you. So you got to time your death just right. Yeah, first of all, you got to figure out.
Well, got to be healthy.
You got to figure out what. Yeah, you got to figure out what you're going to die from, and if it's cancer, no, they don't want you. But you know, as important, you've got to be able to say, you know, or for them to say, okay, the inn is not full. Come on in, you know. But if it's full, you're down to the funeral.
Well,
if you you are actually. Yeah. And so the thing is all of a sudden, and what will usually happen in that case is the family's going to take the least expensive route, which is cremation, which is what happens to you after they're done. Now, when they're done with you, and it can be anywhere from a year to 3 years that they basically use you and experiment on you and do whatever, but then when you're done, then they cremate you and ship the cremains back to her, to your family. And they can do whatever you want, what they want with you. So that's how.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yes. Yes, that is part of the deal, is they do, you know, cremate the body and return the cremains back to the family when they're done. And it could be, you know, anywhere from, you know, like he said, it can be anywhere from a year to 3 years. And so that's how they do that anyway. So it's something that, you know, how our program works, we work with a cash benefit program. So if you die and you want to be donated, your body donated to science, and they will accept you, I'm still going to pay Mrs. the amount of benefits you tell me to pay her. Well, it's $5,000, $7,000, $10,000. She's going to get the money either way. Now, if you pass away and you said, honey, just donate my body to science, and she calls up KU Med Center and said, nope, we're full. We don't want you. We can't take you. She goes down to a local funeral home and takes care of it there. Either way, we're going to provide the money to take care of that. Okay? Now, both of you in pretty good health. No heart attacks or strokes?
5 years ago.
Okay. Nothing since then? No angina pain? No angioplasty done or stents put in? Or
that's what they done all night.
When you had the heart attack, they put some stents in?
Yeah.
No problem since then?
Oh, not anything that was very serious.
Okay.
I've had a problem ever since that they done it, but it don't change any.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Not life-threatening. Okay, so no strokes or cancers or diabetes, emphysema, nothing like that?
Nope.
Okay. Do you take any prescription medications of any kind?
Yeah, I do.
relating to the heart, to the heart attack, that's been the same for the 5 years, nothing's changed? Or, okay. Mrs. Any,
yep.
No medications. Man, you're just chugging along.
Very lucky.
Yes, you are. Hey, there must be good water around here. I've had several clients this week that just, I had an 84-year-old gentleman and an 80, I think his wife was 81 or 82. They don't take even high blood pressure medication. Nothing.
Yep.
That's unheard of. Well, about 3 or 4 hours later, I got another appointment with a lady's 81. She doesn't take any medication. I'm thinking, this is unheard of.
I was in Hutch today, and they've got a customer at the store where I was. He buys every month 10 $25 Dillon's gift certificates.
Mm-hmm.
To pay for his wife's medication, which is $1,900 a month.
Wow.
Is that not a bunch?
Is that not a bunch?
No.
Wow. How in the world can he afford to eat?
I don't know.
Well, I've talked to a lady today. She's starting a special treatment for cancer here. It's $9,000 a month.
Yeah.
Like $285 a pill or something like that, 28 pills. They have to pay the first month. They have to pay the first month, and then their drug prescription program picks up 95%, but they still pay $450 a month for this thing. I thought, whoa, that's a little steep.
It's just unheard of.
It's crazy. So anyway, how the program works is we can provide a benefit starting at $2,500 per person, going as high as $50,000 per person. The benefits we provide are an immediate 100% guaranteed cash benefit. Simply put, when you die, we pay. Now, that becomes important for two reasons. First of all, when are you going to die? Don't know.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Okay. Well, it is a guaranteed event, though. Can we agree on that? It's a guaranteed event at an uncertain date. So when you die, we pay. I hope you don't go to bed tonight and not get up tomorrow, but if that happens, we're going to write the check.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's tomorrow, 6 months from now, 5 years from now. Immediate benefit says when you die, we pay. The second reason it becomes important is cause of death. How are you going to die?
We don't know.
And again, we don't know. You're going to die one of three ways, though. You could die naturally, which means you went to bed and didn't get up, and we'll pay for that. You could die accidentally. Car accident or a fire, a tornado, a fall, a drowning, a shooting, we'll pay for that. There's only one other way to die, and that's by suicide. And during the first 2 years, we don't pay for suicide. We give all your money back. But after 2 years, we even pay for suicide, which is highly unusual. So I don't care how death occurs. I don't care why death occurs. We pay the benefits. Being a cash benefit means I pay you. I don't pay the funeral home, I don't pay the cemetery, I don't pay the hospital, I don't pay the nursing home, I pay you. It's your money to use as needed for funeral expenses, final expenses, ongoing living expenses, debt reduction, credit card bills. I don't care. It's your money to use as needed. It does pay in addition to any other benefits. So as I said before, if you have this program and you die while you're still insured by Dillon's, they pay 100%, so do we. If you have too much money, that's your problem. Now, I've been in this business for 19 years, and I've never had anybody call me up and say, Jim, I got too much money. Do you want some of it back? It's not going to happen. But I do get calls quite often saying, are you sure there wasn't any more? Because we sure could have used an extra, $5,000 or $10,000. Are you sure there wasn't any more? So it's your money to use as needed. It's also a tax-free benefit at all levels, meaning whether it goes to you, your children, your grandchildren, whoever's financially responsible gets this money. There's no income tax, inheritance tax, or estate taxes on these benefits. Now, we back it up with three guarantees to protect you. Number one guarantee is your payment never goes up. Guaranteed in writing, as you get older, as your health changes, we will not increase your payment. Second guarantee is the benefit you request, whether it's $10,000 or $8,000 or $7,000 or whatever you want, $5,000, that benefit can never be reduced by my company as you get older, as your health changes. And the third guarantee, probably the most important guarantee, is your policy can never be canceled by my company. I don't care how old you become. I had a client in Sterling, Kansas, passed away. She was 103. So live as long as you want. I don't care how poor your health becomes. if you develop a cancer, have another heart attack or a stroke, if you end up in a nursing home, we can never cancel the benefits of your program for any reason as long as you make your payments. And that's taken care of for your safety and your convenience if you choose automatically through your checking or savings account. So once you own this program, you control it. And then you can change it as needed. Well, there's two reasons we do that. The main reason, what do you think the cost of funerals are going to do?
Go up.
As I told you before, I was raised in the funeral business. In the 60s and 70s, when my parents were funeral directors, the average funeral was $1,000. I started in this business in 1988. 19 years ago, the average funeral was $3,000. Today, the average funeral is $7,000, and they estimate it will exceed $10,000 by the year 2010. Someone asked me the other day, well, how come they're so expensive? I said, what are you going to do about it? You have two choices. Well, three if you exercise your option, but you can be buried, you can be cremated, or you can donate your body to science. But no matter what you do, it's going to cost somewhere between $1,500 and $10,000. And there's nothing else we can do. I mean, you own land. Go dig a hole out there. You know.
I'd sue him.
Well?
I was telling him we lost the little granddaughter in January, and we were down in the funeral home, and I was telling him about these boxes they used that was just an old pine box that they had there that they showed, you know, that they rent.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, there's Jimmy Spence, because that's what he'd like.
Well, my mom always said that. Growing up in the fish, she'd always say, just wrap me in an old wool blanket and drop me in a hole. She says, I don't need all the hoopla. And when my dad passed away 5 years ago, he had an immediate cremation. I mean, there was no visitation and viewing, no embalming, no casket, nothing. We didn't even see him. I mean, he died at home. My stepmom had called 911. They took him to the hospital. The county coroner declared him dead, and he was in the crematorium oven within several hours. $3,100.
Yeah.
And there was no hoopla, no bells and whistles. So even that, you know, it's not even cheap anymore. But, you know, for most people, it, you know, they want it as simple as possible. But even when you have a very simple, basic funeral, it still costs $6,000 to $7,000. Your granddaughter died as January, as in last month, January?
Mm-hmm. No.
Or a year ago?
A year ago.
A year ago. Well, either way, it still wouldn't be something that would be easy to handle. Not supposed to bury our children and grandchildren. They're supposed to bury us.
Not really.
They're supposed to bury us. So, but anyway, the point I want to make here is this program is expandable. The benefits, you can start out with a benefit that's adequate today, but if need be, in a year or two or three or four or five from now, add a couple $1,000s. 3 or 4 or 5 years later, add a couple $1,000s. So that way your benefits are always adequate. But more importantly, the second reason we give you that flexibility is to give you a program that's always affordable. I don't know what you can afford. That's none of my business. You marked a $10,000 benefit? We'll look at $10,000. If that's affordable, go with it. If it's not, you don't throw up your hands and say, I just forget it. Let's look at an $8,000 or $7,000 program. We'll start with $5,000. That's better than nothing. Knowing that in a year or two or three, you can add a couple $1,000s to it. Now we go one step beyond that. Let's say today that $10,000 benefit is affordable, but 3 years from now it's not. You can always reduce it down. You can always step your payments down, and that way you never run the risk of losing it. There's nothing more frustrating than to pay into something. You pay and you pay and you pay, and then you can't pay, and you lose it. I was with a couple last week in Wichita, and I asked them, I said, if they'd taken care of any aspect of their funeral or final expenses, and she says, well, no, we have, well, yes, we did. About 7 or 8 years ago, we went and bought two lots, two vaults, and we're making payments, you know, on the markers and everything, and once it's paid off, they'll put your marker up for you. And we were about 18 months into that thing, and my husband worked for Raytheon in Wichita, and she said they started laying off. And my husband was one of them. So we contacted the people at the cemetery and said, we can't afford to continue making this payment. Can we just put it off until my husband gets his job back? And they said, well, no. Actually, if you miss a payment, then as the contract reads, the properties roll back to us and all payments are forfeited. And I said, how'd that make you feel? And her husband goes, "That I heard language out of my wife I've never heard before." Well, I don't know what kind of money they were paying, but you know, even if it was $100.
Stop by oneanddonetraining.com. That's the number one, A-N-D-D-O-N-E, training.com. There you'll find our blog, media library, and ongoing training to help with your final expense career. Thanks. We'll see you there.